With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mary Morris is a thoughtful novelist and short story writer who at one time had no interest in being published. That's all changed now, and Houghton Mifflin has published Mary Morris's latest collection of stories called The Bus of Dreams. Morris was born in Illinois, educated at Tufts in Columbia, and when she first began writing, it was for The Drawer.
I just didn't think that I could really be a writer and have a so-called normal life, a family and children.
That feeling intensified after being burglarized in Boston.
Someone robbed my apartment, and they took the file where I kept everything I had written up until that point. And so I forgot about writing for a number of... I just thought it was fate, and I wasn't supposed to be a writer if they... You know, someone walked off with the draft of my first novel.
After 3 years as an editor for the Beacon Press in Boston, Morris came to New York, where she was approached by a man who was organizing a poetry reading.
He said, since you're an editor, you're obviously a poet. And I said, no, I'm not. And he says, but you must be a poet. He says, I can tell you're a poet. So I'd like you to read your poems at this poetry reading.
Mary Morris not only read her poems, but had them published in the Columbia Review, and that brought her out of the literary closet.
I met a South African, and he told me that he had been a terrorist, and he told me that he had been seduced in Paris by a beautiful white woman, and he wanted to strangle her, but he didn't. And I thought, I must write this story down. And that was the first short story I ever wrote.
Mary Morris got off to an encouraging start.
I wrote a short story and sent it to Red Book, and they bought it, and they paid me $1,000, which I thought was the most incredible thing it ever happened.
Mary Morris' first book of stories was The Vanishing Animals in 1979, then a novel, Crossroads, and now a short story collection called The Bus of Dreams. Many of the stories are set in Latin America, an area of the world important to the consciousness of Mary Morris, who also sees her stories as being about journeys. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The books of Mary Morris have serious themes. Journeys, for example, in her recent collection of short stories, The Bus of Dreams. In Morris's 1983 novel, Crossroads, the heroine is a young woman who is faced with reordering her life after the collapse of a relationship.
She's a traffic pattern specialist. She's a woman of the 80s. She can organize the lives of millions of people. She knows where to put a stop sign anywhere in New York City. But her own life is a mess, and she cannot straighten it out.
Mary Morris was born in the Midwest.
I grew up in this little place in Illinois that I've written about a lot, and there are some people who think that's what I've written best about.
But many of the stories in The Bus of Dreams are set in various Latin American countries, where Morris has been a frequent traveler since 1978.
What led me down there is a lot of very personal reasons that I don't, you know, really want to go into, but also a real desire to understand what another part of the world was about.
And Mary Morris found that despite the language, the people far away from Highland Park, Illinois, aren't all that much different.
I guess what I learned by being in South America was that the people who I think Americans misunderstand have the same needs, the same concerns. They, you know, they love their children, they hate their poverty, and I tried to write about them.
One of Mary Morris's most moving stories takes place on a bus.
I was on a bus where a father got on with his daughter. This is in the Watermelon People. Father got on with his daughter, and after a while, the father got off and waved goodbye to his daughter, and then the bus went on, and the girl started crying, and then the people in the bus kind of flocked around the girl and realized she was retarded, and the father just abandoned her.
When Mary Morris isn't traveling or writing, she's teaching creative writing at Princeton. Her collection of short stories, The Bus of Dreams, was published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.